Welcome to the Today's Leader podcast. Building tomorrow's best leaders, today.
Way to go, guys. Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul. I see you. All right, finish off. Coach Carl.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here, and welcome to Monday Mentoring on the Today's Leader podcast, Building Tomorrow's Best Leaders Today. Now, this week I'm going to talk about a trait that's guaranteed to improve your results with your team and increase your influence with other leaders. Now, I think Stephen Covey has said it best: seek first to understand, then to be understood. And leaders that apply that principle talk of the benefits it brings, whether it be in leadership, building teams, or even in sales environments. Seek first to understand, then to be understood is one of the key principles out of Covey's Seven Habits. It's a key concept. But I want you to think about starting the process simply. And it starts with building your skill to listen actively and attentively. Now, too often, we listen with the sole intention to reply. We're grudgingly giving people time in a conversation in between our opportunity to speak. So whether that's for us to wax lyrical, to share our opinion, to tell others our way, to show people where they're wrong, the list goes on. But that's the wrong way. So when we're active in our listening, we're showing people that we're listening. So whether it's we're asking questions, whether it's we're nodding, whether we're confirming what it is that they're saying, we're not distracted, we're not on our phone, we're not talking over the top of them. We're actively listening to what it is that they're saying. And when we're attentive in the process, we're showing people that we genuinely care, because we do. We want to understand what is being said so that we can deliver and drive the best result. So one of the key skills that a leader should be working on each and every day is the skill to listen actively and attentively. We care genuinely about what the other person says. We ask great follow-up questions to clarify and hopefully create a better awareness and understanding. We identify the ways to create and clarify understanding, and we act with empathy. We want to see it from their point of view. We want to try as best we can understand their point, where they're coming from. We want to see their story in our head. And when we truly listen actively and attentively, it's amazing the barriers that can come down. The rapport and the trust that we build, the rapport and trust that we create, and the results that, funnily enough, tend to follow. It's a skill that builds influence with not only your team, but the leaders all around you. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Monday Mentoring. I'm Coach Cole. I'll see you all again next week. Bye for now.